will be taking portions of it. We have to be patient. And I said this last night at a dinner with some media. And I said, I think America needs to remember one thing. We are going to be promises made, promises kept. But when you're dealing with victims, and by the way, this is a perfect example of a case that was vetted, that went through trial, that had testimony, and was prosecuted the right way.
Well, folks, amazing how we've gone from doing our own thing and caring less about political issues or corruption about 8 years ago to now becoming upset if things aren't done today. What a difference a president makes. Who would have thought we would be here today asking questions, demanding answers, asking for arrests? Do you get it? There's a lot of great things happening for the average American now. Let's not lose sight of that. We're going to cover a lot of great comms that have been flying out through the cue board to get us situated and help us understand a lot of what's playing out. I hope that you're ready for that. I mean, there's great things, folks, even the Supreme Court supporting the President of the United States, things that we probably lost focus on just because we're looking at Epstein. Well, here we go. At Sea with LT, July 30th, 13th through the 20th. 2025. That's right. This summer, folks, jump on board with us. We're going to have a great time navigating truth, hope, faith, and freedom. That's right. All together in beautiful Alaska. You're going to hang out with folks who have been awake for a long time, who are like-minded, and you're going to pray with them. You're going to walk around with them. You're going to do excursions and get off the boat in different ports with them, and you're going to have wonderful food. Constant food. It's going to be great. Dining with folks and meeting Laura Logan, and you get to meet Tim Lovelace. You get to meet famous singers. You get to, you know, do a meet and greet time with folks. And, you know, best of all, you can say, hey, where are you from? Oh, I've been following him, you know, for, you know, 6 years. Me too. I started back in, well, you know, about 2019, I was on board. 2020, really? Yeah, we're going to have a great time when you're waiting in line for the meet and greet time. You'll meet so many folks. Well, it'll just be absolutely amazing. And remember, we have the live Q&A that we recorded. If you have a bunch of questions, we answered them at that time. I hope you guys join us.
You said you're going to release what you know. What can you tell us?
Yes, indeed. And I've been so pleased that A.G. Bundy and Director Patel have worked with me on this. As she said, we have to make certain that these victims, and it is over 250, that their names are redacted, they are protected. And Maria, this is going to be a phase one release in short order. I will have the hard copy in my hand. A.G. Bundy is responsible for what will be the public release on this. She has worked diligently on this and so appreciative that we can begin to get this information, that we can begin to break apart what became a global human trafficking, sex trafficking ring, about $150 billion a year business. It is time to get some justice for these victims, for these women and children, and this will be a phase one release. There will be more to come.
That is
phase one release. There's a lot more to come. And so if you've been paying attention, most of you might have been looking on social media. Some might even be waiting for updates from, and we know it's great to wait about, you know, 24, 48 hours. Let things simmer out a little bit, right? Folks are hoping for this huge release, and then all these people are going to get arrested instantly if we release the names, and then all hell's going to break out loose for the deep state, right? But, you know, try to help folks understand we really need to stay calm. push the emotions aside. Picture yourself walking into an office that's been run by the deep state for so long, and you tell people, this is what I'm going to do the first day I get in. You get in there and you realize, what a mess. How many folks have been deceiving us for so many years? Do you think they're going to walk up with a gold platter and going to say, here you go, Kash Patel, sir. Here's everything that we've done illegally in the FBI. Here's all the stuff that we're hiding from the Epstein list we don't want you to know about. It's an SDNY. Here you go, AG Pam Bondi. Yes, everything we've done corrupt, here you go. We're presenting all of it to you. We're not trying to hide anything. Here you go. It's not how it works. We know what we're up against. And if you push the emotions to side and you say, you know what, we're going to handle this thing, we're going to see how it's done correctly by, you know, through law-abiding principles, I think everything's going to be all right. So it's time to relax. So AG Bondi ordered the FBI to deliver the full and complete Epstein files, which includes documents, audio, video, etc., to her desk by 8 a.m. That would be today. She also confirms that public disclosure will be happening, but that they will make sure to protect the privacy of the victims. So imagine you get all the stuff dumped, if it even happens at 8 a.m. this morning. Now they have to go through everything. And they have to make sure all these things that they're not in court now, or they're waiting for other folks to get put away or whatever, right? It's a lot of stuff involved. In other words, we'll eventually be getting everything. Trump's appointees are working diligently to get the job done, and everyone just needs to relax. Whatever we get in phase one is just the beginning, and more will be coming. Hence the use phases. Bondi is being extremely transparent, letting us know what's going on. And the process of public disclosure is underway. That, yes, the deep state will resist, but Trump and his appointees are actively working on achieving transparency for the American people. So there's the letter on your screen, February 27, 2025, from Pamela Bondi, Attorney General. Dear Director Patel, before you came to my office, I requested the full and complete files related to Jeffrey Epstein. In response to the request, I received approximately 200 pages of documents, which consisted primarily of flight logs, Epstein's list of contacts, and a list of victims' names and phone numbers. I repeatedly questioned whether this was the full set of documents responsive to my request, and was repeatedly assured by the FBI that we had received the full set of documents. Late yesterday, I learned from a source that the FBI field office in New York was in possession of thousands of pages of documents related to the investigation and indictment of Epstein. Despite my repeated requests, the FBI never disclosed the existence of these files. When you and I spoke yesterday, you were actually surprised as I, you were just as surprised as I was to learn that this was new information. So then she goes on to request all of that documentation. Interesting, right? Whistleblower comes forward. So the U.S. federal court, attorney's office, and FBI field office that operates within the Southern District of New York, SDNY, is hands down one of the most corrupt in the country, says Real AF Patriot. Pam Bondi just instructed Kash Patel to wage war with the SDNY over their handling of the Epstein documents. You may not like how everything has gone down so far, but we are still very much fighting an information war, and psyops are unfortunately necessary. Pam Bondi may lead the DOJ, but Q is still running the show right now. Read Q2816 in its entirety. It doesn't get any more clear than this. Thank you, Real AF Patriot, for this bit of info. If you go to 2816, it says the declassification of all requested documents plus more will occur. This is not a game. Do not let personal emotional desires, do it now, now, now. What has taken so long? Now, take over. Folks, this was released in 2019, February 19th, okay? Logical thinking and strategy should always be piled. So, game theory, we all want to see equal justice under the law. New threats, SDNY. Investigations by SDNY. AS, Adam and Schiff. In an effort to delay, prevent, release, insurance extension will fail. Transparency is the only way forward. Define the following: treason, sedition, subversion, conspiracy to commit. Do you understand and fully appreciate the gravity of the situation? Do you understand and fully appreciate what President of the United States endures each and every single day? This will be on our timetable. And we will deliver, all caps, transparency and prosecution. There is simply no other way. And then in the target brackets, except one, Q. That's absolutely amazing. Great catch and a great reminder for all of us watching this play out. We are now learning, right, through this, by not having all this released, that there is a corrupt SDNY. If it was just handed to us and we just put it out right away, we'd never know how corrupt these guys in New York are. So given that we now know the FBI's New York field office concealed the Epstein files from the attorney general, says Hans Mechnick, who only found out because a whistleblower alerted her, it's worth remembering that in October 2016, another or perhaps the same whistleblower from that exact same office came forward to expose the FBI's cover-up of the hundreds of thousands of Hillary's emails discovered on Wiener's laptop. That revelation forced the issue into the open, refocusing attention on Hillary's corruption in the final days of the election. Without it, history might have taken a very different turn. People like this are the only reason we ever get the truth. Without them, we'd be completely in the dark and completely messed up. General Flynn chimed in, get the names of the guilty. That should be easy. Do not fire them, publicly arrest them. Give the whistleblower a medal and a bonus. Release every single file now. Do not hold back any of the information except the victim's identities. Shut the SDNY completely. So, ready to be deputized? Steady, boys and girls. All of this is about to get real. Phase one, there's the Attorney General Pamela Bondi releases first phase of declassified Epstein files. You're looking at it on your screen. Bioclandestine. I guess I'm living on a different planet from the rest of the internet. I'm ecstatic right now. And I'm seeing as proof, all I'm seeing is proof that Trump's appointees are using the full power of their offices to expose the Epstein situation. Are they facing resistance? Yes, but didn't we expect them to face resistance? And doesn't resistance prove they are over the target? Doesn't resistance prove that Bondi and Cash are a separate entity from the entrenched bureaucracy? Doesn't resistance prove the deep state have something to hide? All I'm seeing is that Trump and his team are serious about exposing the Epstein situation. They have an action plan to release it to the public. You're welcome to criticize the plan, but at least there's a plan. If you don't like the plan, then in 4 years, you run for president and win. Then you can implement your plan. Until then, Trump is your president, and this is the plan. And we have no choice but to see how it plays out. What I know for absolute certain is that people whining on the internet will not change the pace or the outcome of the operation. More logic, more observation, more analysis, less emotion. Wall Street Mav chimed in. AG Pam Bondi's fighting a leftist culture within the DOJ and FBI. Give her a chance. She's not hiding anything. She is not covering up Epstein. She wants the info released. She knows her reputation is on the line. She needs to drop the hammer on FBI agents who are resisting. And of course, there's people chiming in. Cash is in charge of the FBI. These two could get this done in 24 hours. It's time for them to move, release docs, take names, and start arresting people who are resisting. See, there's people screaming, yelling, wanting things done now. Right now. All of this playing out day after day. Again, patience. Cash Patel, the FBI is entering a new era, one that will be defined by integrity, accountability, and the unwavering pursuit of justice. There will be no cover-ups, no missing documents, no stone left unturned, and anyone from the prior or current bureau who undermines this will be swiftly pursued. If there are gaps, we will find them. If records have been hidden, we will uncover them. And we will bring everything we find to the DOJ to be fully assessed and transparently disseminated to the American people as it should be. The oath we take is to the Constitution, and under my leadership, that promise will be upheld without compromise. In other words, I'm putting information out to settle you guys down. Take it easy. Something from his interview. You know, Lance is going to join us on the cruise with Laura Logan also as we're going through this interview today. And he had a lot to share about the light, the pineal, and the sacred pine. Here's a clip from that in case you guys missed it, and we'll go over some
of these different things. And I started on like the corruption side of things in health and medicine. And then I started putting the dots together. Oh, wow. This is truly a global conspiracy conspiring against all of the people, not just here in the U.S. And politics is merely the game that they play to run, or what they did play to, you know, really try to enslave humanity. And so when I started waking up, I started seeing, okay, I have to do everything possible to try to bring light to the situation, shine light on the darkness, and help transform things where I can, and just play my part and do what I can.
And God is using him to do his part. And it's been amazing as he gave us a full look into the DNA connection with the pine trees and how he was able to just pull together all of his information and create an amazing product for us all. And you guys know you can go in the description box below to goascentnutrition.com/and we know, and you can get this pine needle extract. It's really amazing, using pine needles for centuries or more. 2021 scientific announcement, shikimic acid is used, the healthy detoxification, and more. And in case you want to watch this full interview, it's in the description box below this video today with the interview with Laura Logan for you to check it out. The true superfood, pine pollen. You get the pine pollen tincture. Absolutely amazing. Now, as he goes through all of this for us and explains us, that's goascentnutrition.com/and we know. Go check it out today. Here's something else that came across, folks. Dan Scavino posted a picture of President Trump with a couple of Marines in front of him. It looks like the UK pulling up. 2/27/2025. Interesting that he posted this at 11:30 p.m. If you go to the 11:30 timestamp match, it actually shows a picture of Epstein. James Comey's daughter inspected missing Epstein suicide footage. And her husband does Ghislaine Maxwell's case. See that? James Comey's daughter and her husband, part of this whole cover-up. Do you believe in coincidences? Do you believe that Dan just dropped this photo at that time? No, I think that he put it at this time so that he could communicate to us, hey, we're on it. We're on it. Phase one. Did you guys know that phase one is even on the Intel board? And for those that might be new to this channel, you just turned in and you say, you know what? I want to listen to this guy. All these friends and family have been telling me to listen. Hey, if it's your first time and you're saying, wait a minute, I heard this Q thing was a PSYOP. Yes, it is a PSYOP. It's a good PSYOP to get us out of all the lies and manipulation that have been told to us by the mainstream media for so long. If you go to the board, QAGG.news, QAGG.news, you can read more than 4,000 posts that have been delivered to us to ask questions and do research. What happens with the mainstream media when they cover the Q board, or QAnon is what they call it? They say that it's bad, that it's a conspiracy theory, that none of it's correct, blah, blah, blah. They can keep going all they want, but they'll never share anything positive. And by the way, if you talk positive about the Q board, you're taken off of YouTube, you're taken off of certain social media platforms like Patreon and others. Mm-hmm. They didn't want us out there talking about it. Well, we're doing it now. News Treason Channel 17, it's important that the public learns what happened. It's far more important the public learns how they have been systematically deceived. It's far more important that a critical mass of public becomes educated on how the games are played. This ensures that we, the people, have the necessary knowledge and resources to teach future generations and ensure that it is never possible for it to all happen again. There's a process being executed, and I trust the people who have gamed this out for decades understand this better than any keyboard warriors. Let it all play out. Interesting, because if you look at phase one on the keyboard, it says this. SA-controlled U.S. puppets. Strings are cut in Saudi Arabia. The Democrats dropping all around over sexual misconduct. First stage. First stage. Coincidence directly after Saudi Arabia? Don't you realize the war has gone public? Listen, who will not... List who will not be running for re-election. Coincidence? You know, there's a lot of folks who didn't run for re-election. Makes you wonder if they are part of this whole thing. Phase one, easy to swallow. Loss of power and influence. Good time to prosecute. Just wait until next week. You are all patriots. Could this be related to the phase one we're hearing about now? The Epstein Files phase one. Could that be? We'll see. Donald Trump Jr. said this, what you're getting today is just the first of many. Do it right. Don't give the criminals a legal loophole out by doing it wrong. Spitfire said Alina Haba is very good here. Listen carefully. She's expressing what most of us have been saying and feeling. Our patience is necessary. They are trying to do this the right way. So pay attention.
Jeffrey Epstein files, we're told, are to be imminently unleashed. And already we saw the Attorney General Pam Bondi say that it's the scale of what happened is far worse than anyone realized. Well over 200, maybe 250 victims, and that we're going to get information either later today or tomorrow from these files. What can you tell me about that?
I believe it will be today. I was just with, I saw Pam and Cash in the White House just before coming on your show. And I can tell you that I haven't been privy to it yet, but I know it is coming out. They will be taking portions of it. We have to be patient. And I said this last night at a dinner with some media. And I said, I think America needs to remember one thing. We are going to be promises made, promises kept. But when you're dealing with victims, and by the way, this is a perfect example of a case that was vetted, that went through trial, that had testimony and was prosecuted the right way. I don't preemptively attack. That's just not the way I operate. But in this case, in Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process. Now, I won't say they're guilty until they go through their time in court. But again, now it's time for accountability. We have seen for so many years, Pierce, in this country, many investigations, subpoenas, testimonies in Congress, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a general frustration with accountability. We take it halfway. We don't take it home. And I really believe that now with Cash and Pam, there will be accountability.
And we know that only one person so far has actually gone to prison over that whole scandal. It was Ghislaine Maxwell, the former lover of Jeffrey Epstein. No man so far has actually been put in prison as a result of what happened. Do you think by releasing information from these files, we are likely to see criminal actions being taken?
Absolutely.
Really?
I think it would be negligent for us not to. You have to hold individuals who are indeed rapists accountable. We have to have them tried, in my opinion. And I do believe in that. You know, nobody should be just dismissed. You have to have your time in court and your case will be heard. But to hide lists, to protect political friends, all of that, we don't have time for that.
Don't have time for that. Interesting that she goes on Piers Morgan. A lot of folks watch that, especially the left, too. The Justice Cometh said, I'm not scolding anyone on this, but you must think critically. The Epstein case impacts worldwide. You need to rise to 40,000 feet here and look at the big picture. For Anons to be upset about a release of information, even if it's phase one, to get this information is incredible. Have I not said that you must take your emotion out of it? Over and over. Do you think you know better than the President of the United States? This is being planned to the nth degree, the ninth degree. Q stated, the lead-in must be easy to swallow. If you're looking at the Q board 3125 from March 20th, 2019, it said the attempted coup treason opens the public door to more serious ... The pill must be easy to swallow. The lead-in. The public must be prepared for what is about to come. The Clinton Foundation, quotation marks, and then plus, all the way across to Q. You see how that plays out? If you're angry about this, if you're putting yourself into the normie category, why are you doubting the plan now during the end op? Let's ride the horse that brought us to the big dance. Trust Trump. Accountability's coming. If you call yourself an Anon, then start thinking critically about all this and take your do-it Q out of it. We've all been waiting. I've never seen so much negativity about something so glorious in my life. It truly amazes me how short-sighted people can be. It's worked thus far, so spare me your it's about the children because I know that's what we've been fighting for this whole time. If you can't see this plan because of your anger and frustration, I'm sorely sorry. Remember, the Epstein information, folks. If Trump hadn't won the 2016 election, Epstein Island might still be operating today. If Trump had never won the 2024 election, you might never see the Epstein client list in your lifetime. We are living in unprecedented times. Remember that we had this comedian with her set looking exactly like Epstein Island's set. Remember the Epstein files, there was an update that was given, and I'm showing you on the screen, there were 254 masseuses, right? Pam Bondi said there was 250-plus victims they were trying to protect. Could that be the folks that were given the massages? This is what she was referring to, redacted to protect the victim information. All right? So let's keep close on this one, and remember here from Tucker.
Bottom line is Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. And not only murdered, but he was murdered in the most secure federal lockup in Midtown Manhattan, in the country. Okay, not just in federal lockup, but in the most secure part of federal lockup. So how did that happen? Well, he was clearly murdered by another inmate. You can't get any answers to who the other eight inmates on his block were. There was no investigation into his death. They've never released it. And the attorney general at the time, Attorney General Barr, clearly knew that this happened, and I've said that in public, and he's attacked me for saying that, but it's just a fact. He lied about it. And so what is that? What is that? Think about that for a minute. And I don't know the, I mean, there's a lot I don't know. I don't pretend to understand really anything. I don't understand anything, but I know lying when I see it, and they're lying about Jeffrey Epstein. And if they're not, where's the investigation? And there hasn't been one. And so that's pretty heavy duty. Where are the tapes? Where are the Epstein tapes? You know, it was so funny. They released a tape, a guy I know actually released a tape of Jeffrey Epstein talking about Donald Trump and saying, we were friends once and I don't like Trump. And okay, this was like the October surprise was to derail Trump. And everyone's like, how can you do that? And I thought, I'm so glad they're doing that. So let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein. Like where are the videotapes from his home in New Mexico, from his Caribbean island, from his place on Fifth Avenue? There are all these videotapes now, you know, in federal hands. Why can't we see those? And we can't see them, of course, because there's like a massive blackmail operation run by various intel agencies designed to put famous people under the control of governments. I mean, of course, that's what it was, obviously. And everyone knows that. But no one can say anything about it. And as a friend of mine said, we were talking about this one night, and he goes, you know, I'm kind of, if you think about it, like, if you're able to kill somebody in the secure block in federal lockup in Manhattan and get away with it, like, that's a powerful force, and that's a fair point, but it's still worth saying out loud because it's worth living in a transparent, honest country. It's bad to have rot like that. It's bad to have crimes like that committed in front of our faces. We can't do anything about it. It makes everyone feel impotent. It makes everyone paranoid. It makes everyone feel like nothing's on the level. We wind up with a society where no one believes anything. And I feel like that's where we are. The number of people I know who are like, wow, I become a really deranged conspiracy theorist who doesn't believe in the moon landing. I must know 100 people who said that to me in the last 2 years. This is, and trust me, if you don't feel that way, you're just not admitting it. Because you do feel that way if you're paying attention. And that's a bad way to feel. You don't want a country like that. You want a country where things are pretty much what they seem to be, where people are honest, they're straightforward. When they make a terrible mistake, they admit it. You want a country that is like the family that you have or want to have, where people are just direct with each other and kind to each other, and not everything is some crazy multi-layered deception designed to, you know, screw you or kill Jeffrey Epstein. Like, that's so dark.
Mm-hmm. So the darkness, if you guys were paying attention, remember the Disney Cruise Line actually went to Little St. James Island where curious fish dart back and forth in the clear blue water. Remember that? Remember that if you look at the logo for Disney, it's got the three little blue lines, and then you get the Mickey Mouse in red over here. If you look over at Epstein Island's little temple that they had destroyed, it looks a lot like the Disney castle with the lines and the blue. Remember that? Oh, yeah. So I wanted to make sure you're aware of that as we move forward in all of this. So if we continue, we want to make sure that you guys are aware. It's always good to have patriotic message, especially with everything we're dealing now. Here's Mike with Hunter's Blend Coffee.
Well, many of us have probably over the years heard stories of, you know, $1,200 hammers for the Pentagon and things like that. But that apparently now has become almost the going price for paper cups, apparently. But With all the stuff that DOJ is finding, our eyes are becoming open. Now we have proof to those things that we always took for granted, but just kind of went on because, well, what could we do about it? Like $2 million to subsidize subscriptions for Politico, which is a very left magazine. The government is paying for leftist propaganda. $8 million to study cow farts. $20 million for Sesame Street in Iraq. So we see all this waste, but now we're seeing fraud, which is the next level. You got Social Security, where there's 13 million people age 110 and older receiving a monthly check from Social Security. Now that adds up to billions of dollars over time. Where's that money going? That's clearly, now we're just talking fraud. But what do you want to bet we find out, oh, those 13 million people are very active voters. Now we get to election integrity, but you can't start there. That's too big. The public wouldn't handle it. So we've started with waste and fraud. DOGE is really creating an on-ramp to the big stuff that they couldn't start with. And I think we're going to run into some pretty eye-opening stuff along the way. What happens then when we get to the Epstein list or Child Protective Services or immigration? Sure, we got the waste and the fraud, but then what happens when we find out there's been some really awful things happening to children? But you can't start there because it would be too much. But as we go through this process and more is revealed, it is a tough awakening, but it's for a good thing because America shall be saved. But it might get a little rough along the way. And welcome to the Great Awakening.
My coffee has never been better. I get it from Hunter's Blend for freedom-loving Americans. Many coffee importers view the world very differently than you do and would support lobbyists that fight against Second Amendment hunting and our God-given freedoms. No matter where you buy your coffee or who roasts it, someone had to import the green coffee beans. Well, Hunter's Blend Coffee is the buyer, importer, and roaster. So from the farmer to your mug, you can feel confident that you're morning coffee has been safely in the hands of patriots. They have a Q-grade master, Paul. He's been importing roasting specialty grade coffee since 2006 through deep relationships with growers in Central America, East Africa, and Southeast Asia. They bring you the finest coffee anywhere. Every lot is roasted in small batches to make sure the coffee you receive is as fresh as possible. One customer said it's tough to find coffee that doesn't have a bitter finish these days. Absolutely no bitterness with Hunter's Blend. They really enjoy both the light and dark roast. Great coffee from a great company. Get yours today, folks. Go in that description box below. Click on that link for Hunter's Blend Coffee and get yours today. So check this out. Trump administration says it's cutting 90% of U.S. aid, foreign aid contracts. That's right. The Trump administration said this Wednesday, eliminating more than 90% of the U.S. Agency for International Development's foreign aid contracts and $60 billion in overall U.S. assistance around the world. Whew, big numbers being saved, folks, left and right. You know, this interesting because they were going to actually make, there's some guy, some court, I'm going to read this to you in a second. Some judge actually came out and said, you know what, you're going to have to pay this foreign aid groups anyway. But the Supreme Court got involved. John Roberts, that's right. He granted the Trump administration's request for a stay, putting a hold on U.S. District Court Judge Amir Ali's ruling requiring the federal government to pay nearly $2 billion to foreign aid groups. I saw this from Rod Martin. He put a thread together to show us, you know, this shutdown a Democrat federal judge trying to force Trump admin to release billions in foreign aid and USAID. He shut it down. It's huge for several reasons. Let me break that down, what just happened and why this matters. A Dem district judge tried playing financial dictator with your tax dollars with another bogus nationwide injunction. Okay? He wrote an article about that. As a friend of mine in the U.S. Senate says, Chief Justice John Roberts loathes Donald Trump. But this was a bridge too far, even for Roberts. So federal judge Amir Ali ordered Trump to shell out $2 billion in foreign aid grift by midnight last night. Well, this is 2 nights ago. Yes, you read that right, $2 billion, and with basically no notice. This is a Muslim American judge, Amir Ali. OK, Okay. But here's where it gets wild. The Trump team went to appeals court first, like they're supposed to. What happened? Crickets. The D.C. circuit just sat on it. So Team Trump goes straight to SCOTUS, Supreme Court, and Roberts blocks the order single-handedly. No debate. Boom. Then the D.C. circuit has the audacity to claim Ali's orders couldn't be appealed. What? Since when are federal judges kings who can't be questioned? Hate to break it to you, but the Supreme Court disagrees. And here's the real story. Roberts is sending a message. He's fed up with activist judges trying to run the executive branch from their courtrooms. And face it, where does one single local district judge get off blocking national policy? It's nuts. Roberts has warned the lowest federal courts before. Democrats constantly forum shop to find the friendliest judges to block everything Republicans do, especially Trump. They're abusing the process. Now, Roberts isn't just talking, he's acting. So think about it. If Roberts thought the judge was right, he could have done nothing. Instead, he stepped in immediately. That's a major signal. The court is going to end injunction abuse, and they shouldn't have to. But local judges shouldn't act like political operatives. The message is clear, says Rod Martin, the Rod Martin Report. The era of judicial activism and lawfare is getting pushback from the very top. Times are changing. Very good, Rod Martin. Absolutely. Put together just the right way for all of us. So just to remind you, the liberal protest with USAID, remember they had tons of money and they pay all these people. And remember we'd catch kids and they'd ask them, how much did you get paid to be out here? I got $400 Venmo'd to my account so I could come out here and protest. I don't know what they protested about, but they get paid. Well, they're not getting that money now. Now the liberal protest without USAID, and they're showing the politicians, protect veteran jobs. And they're standing there in the freezing cold. Help! Help, please! And so the new administration, they had their gathering, right? The other day, Trump's team was out, you know, out to support him. So look at this.
We put together a great cabinet. We've had tremendous success. We've been given a lot of credit for having a very successful first month. But we're going to have many good months, and we're going to have many good years, I know. I think I'm very impressed with everybody. So far, I'm very happy with all of the choices.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to restore faith in this country and be a blessing to the people of America.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you very much. So, you know, you zoom in, you read the room. 2017, folks, if you're looking at your the picture here, let me see if I can zoom in on this just to show you. Here we go. 2017, move this out of the way. Everybody's sitting down. You're not getting a standing ovation. You know, they're just sitting there. You know, the team was out to destroy President Trump. They visibly loathed him. And in 2025, America's team is out to destroy them, the deep state, and make America great again. Look at the difference. You got these guys sitting around, we want to go after Trump. Now we got the guys all standing ovation. They visibly love him. Nothing can stop what's coming. Of course, J.D. Vance, a great pick as vice president, chimed in during this meeting just to let the media in on another schooling session.
I just want to push back against some of the criticism I've seen of the administration on this, because every single time the president engages in diplomacy, you guys preemptively accuse him of conceding to Russia. He hasn't conceded anything to anyone. He's doing the job of a diplomat, and he is, of course, the diplomat in chief as the president of the United States.
Interesting, right? Has to school the media on diplomacy. How it all plays out, how it's supposed to work. Well, it's interesting because Putin calls a victory. The U.S. is now on his side, he says, and he makes sure the FSB knows it. Putin, at his meeting with FSB, our current partners in the U.S., show pragmatism and a realistic view, moving away from stereotypes and messianic cliches. He goes on, it's the Russian soldiers of the special operation with their bravery and daily victories who have paved the way for serious dialogue on resolving the Ukrainian crisis and others. We have always made this clear. Russia has never refused to resolve the Ukrainian crisis peacefully. The first contacts with the new American administration brings hope. There is a mutual willingness to work on restoring bilateral relations. Some Western elites remain focused on preserving global instability and will try to disrupt the Russian-American dialogue, says Putin. We must use every opportunity through diplomacy and intelligence to counter these attempts. The security of some cannot come at the expense of others, and certainly not at Russia's expense. He said, "We must fight extremism and terrorism, prevent attempts to divide our society, and stop hostility between different nationalities and religions. This is a strategy to attack Russia as a multinational, multi-religious state." Interesting. Day after day, we keep getting these updates. He's only been for more than a month, and it's happened. You know, Elon makes for a great shield for Trump.
We cannot sustain, as a country, a $2 trillion deficit. The interest rates, just the interest on the national debt, now exceeds the Defense Department spending. We spend a lot on the Defense Department, but we're spending like over $1 trillion on interest. If this continues, the country will become de facto bankrupt. It's not an optional thing, it is an essential thing. That's the reason I'm here. And taking a lot of flack, and getting a lot of death threats, by the way. I mean, I like to stack them up, you know. But if we don't do this, America will go bankrupt. That's why it has to be done. And I'm confident at this point, knock on wood, you know, knock on my wooden head, you got a lot of wood up there, that we can actually find $1 trillion in savings. That would be roughly 15% of the $7 trillion budget. And obviously that can only be done with the support of everyone in this room. And I'd like to thank everyone for your support. Thank you very much. This can only be done with your support. So this is, it's really, DOGE is a support function for the president and for the agencies and departments to help achieve those savings and to effectively find 15% in reduction in fraud and waste.
Reduce fraud and waste, and then go out and help those that need help. This update for dozens of families in Western North Carolina, let's not forget about them with all the stuff we're facing. I'm sure they want the Epstein file out too, but you know what's more important? They receive the support they need as Americans.
They came back here with the Army Corps, with FEMA.
Alan Kirshen singing the Corps' praises. A crew of about a dozen workers, he says, showed up.
We were fifth on the list, they said. Some trees fell on our barn, some trees fell on our RV port.
Were you happy?
Oh, absolutely.
Kirshen lives in Fairview and signed up for the program in December. The Corps is on day 25 doing private cleanup in Buncombe.
Well, the Corps of Engineers are supposed to be here probably this next week because they're working down the road in the creek, and it really looks good.
You can have several acres and the Corps will come in like something like this?
Correct.
Brad Morgan's commander over the program.
Say there was a cabin on top of the hill and they'd applied for private property debris removal. We would come in and remove all of these hazardous trees.
287 residents have been serviced. 868 owners are in the queue. Counties from Buncombe to Transylvania to McDowell are signed up.
We're not working in Henderson County.
Henderson County chose the state option to retain, leaders say, more local control. The Corps, meanwhile, working this week at about 15 public sites across the county, including this one in Old Fort along I-40. Drivers may see different crews in areas all week.
Isn't that great?
Back out live, the work continues. We've been seeing debris trucks coming in here throughout the afternoon, and basically the heavy lifting happens behind me where they'll just pile it on top of this huge debris pile and then mulch it. As for Henderson County, we got some information there. More than 500 people are signed up for their debris removal program that's set to start in about 2 weeks with a starting batch of 20 people of those 500 plus approved and supposedly getting their debris picked up in a matter of weeks.
How about that? Isn't that great to see? With everything that's going on, Americans getting support they finally need. You know, the Trump administration, they raised the British flag upside down during the meeting with Starmer. Remember when he went in there? An upside down British flag is a distress signal. Starmer's in big trouble. And of course, the press went after a statement. They asked President Trump about J.D. Vance and a statement saying that these guys are against free speech in the U.K., Well, President Trump told J.D. Vance, why don't you give him an answer there, Vice President?
There have been infringements on free speech that actually affect not just the British. Of course, what the British do in their own country is up to them, but also affect American technology companies and, by extension, American citizens. So that is something that we'll talk about today at lunch.
Well, we've had free speech for a very, very long time in the United Kingdom, and it will last for a very, very long time. Certainly we wouldn't want to reach across US citizens, and we don't, and that's absolutely right. But in relation to free speech in the UK, I'm very proud of our history there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Keir, embarrassed, called out again in front of everyone for his rejection of what Vice President Vance said. He's basically calling him a liar. But I tell you what, this Keir Starmer character, someday I hope he's dealt with. I hope as we pray for all of those in Europe, and it breaks our heart, folks. I'm telling you, we had this discussion, and I don't know if you guys talk about this too, but you know, I've got some family members and my own family that would love to visit certain areas in Europe. And there are many folks who watch us from Europe that are dealing with the situation in each of the countries over there. And it is sad. It breaks our heart when we say, I just don't know if I'm willing to go over there right now to pay a visit to show these places that we were at 14, 15 years ago when I was stationed there in the government service. But I don't know. You tell me what you guys see, those that are from Europe, below this video. If it's safe, if what's going on there is having an impact in your communities, I'd love to know. While this is happening, of course, get the popcorn. Friday and Saturday, we'll deliver on the MAGA promise. Did you get that? Dan Scavino dropped the popcorn, me. Mm-hmm. Get the popcorn. Friday and Saturday, we'll deliver on the MAGA promise. That mean today and tomorrow? POTUS knows he must clean house the government in order to free up and demonstrate his authority in order to pass important legislation. This was always the priority. Remember, AG Sessions cannot look like an impartial player. It's out to get all the former Obama team members as we need him for other important work. All will come into focus and or anyone to think POTUS is not in control is kidding themselves. He's 100% insulated. Mm-hmm. President Trump continuing to be the leader that he is, putting out information we need.
In just over 1 month, illegal border crossings have plummeted by numbers that nobody's actually ever seen before. It's much more than 100%. And we've unleashed American energy at levels that will soon be reported. But we think we're going to get it going very quickly. We have incredible people on the energy front. I think we have really great people on every front. I'll let you know if they're not good, but I think they really are. And we're fighting every day to get the prices down. The inflation is stopping slowly. But part of the reason it's stopping is because of high interest rates and other problems that we inherited. But we have to get the prices down, not the inflation down, the prices of eggs and various other things. Eggs are a disaster. The Secretary of Agriculture is going to be showing you a chart that's actually mind-boggling what's happened, how low they were with us and how high they are now. But I think we can do something about it, Madam Secretary, and I think you're going to do a fantastic job in that position.
Mm-hmm. Great updates. Tom Holman was out there, of course, telling us about positive things continuing to play out to grab these illegals.
We're doing many operations in the community, whether they see it at the airport, whether they see it at a restaurant or out doing the operation. I can't tell you how many members of the community come up and thank us for being there. President Trump made a promise to the American people when he got elected that he's going to make our community safer, especially from illegal, alien, violent crime. That's exactly what we're doing. And we're doing it across the nation. As far as the politicians who want to push back and attack the men and women of ICE and myself, I'm not running a popularity contest. I'm out there doing what the president promised the American people we're going to do. We're out there enforcing the law without apology. We're going to keep coming. You can put all the roadblocks you want up. We're going to keep coming. For these sanctuary cities who want to push back and impede us, we'll double the man force there. We'll double worksite enforcement there. We're not going away. We're going to keep coming at them until every criminal, illegal, alien gang member, every illegal, alien criminal is eradicated from this country. That's when I'll be satisfied.
Oh, yeah. And tell you what, being satisfied is playing out. Breaking in New York, as I stated from an earlier post, Mexican cartel leader Rafael Caro Quintero has officially landed in New York now. All 29 on board are looking at life in prison. Thank you, President Trump. Oh, it just keeps getting gooder and gooder, as we'd say down south, right? Doge stopped annual payments to Barack Obama. Did you guys catch this one, too? I mean, there's a lot of good things going on. Instead, it's like Epstein list wasn't released. Oh my goodness, it's terrible. No, we've got good things going, folks.
Guys, just when you think you've heard it all, I thought I heard it all, but this just in. Your not-so-favorite president, Barack Obama, has been receiving $2.6 million for royalties associated with Obamacare. What? $2.6 million just because he had his hand in passing Obamacare? There are people in this country that even still today cannot afford medical insurance. Medical insurance is so expensive. Medical insurance is so expensive now you need a part-time job just to pay for it. And you have somebody like him, Barack Obama, receiving money just in royalties for the last, 14 years, 15 years, since 2010. Mm. So you do the math, since 2010, that's a grand total of $39 million.
Oh, boy. Ah,
pay it back. He needs to pay it back.
That's right. Pay it back. I love it. I love when folks go on social media and they record and say, I've had enough. Did you guys see this? Because many won't read about it, but they'll watch somebody talking about it. That's the way we are with social media today. Donald J. Trump, as usual, sleepy Joe Biden left us a total mess. The budget from last year is still not done. We are working very hard with the House and Senate to pass a clean temporary government funding bill. Continuing resolution CR. Let's get it done. All this playing out and more when graphics.com Ben Garrison puts out something. I just love this one. Pay your fair share. I'll seize your bank accounts. I'll put you in prison. That's the land of Oz, right? And then you've got the Tin Man, and you've got the lion and the scarecrow scared to death because, make it happen. And President Trump opens up the curtain and finds out there's a guy back there playing with the toys. And see, he's the IRS calling for more audits. He tells him, go away, go away. President Trump says, you're fired. And of course, he's got his dog, the Doge dog, with him, calling him out. There's a lot of stuff happening with money. We've got another interview we're going to upload this Sunday. It's going to be pretty cool as we watch what's been happening in the stock market and more. But if you guys missed our video from Sunday, tell you what, Dr. Kirk Elliott stays on top of things for us. And it's pretty amazing the biblical messages that he has tied into all of these also. I hope you check them out. And you can reach out to him, amweknow.com/gold, and have a conversation with him too, guys. If you're looking at precious metals and, you know, bringing your IRA over to him, getting out of fiat currency, it's an amazing thing to do. I did it. I'm telling you, you're going to want to do it also. And he's great to listen to with all these updates playing. Also listening to someone, the boxing legend, Floyd Mayweather. I had no idea until I saw this.
At least I'm happy, but we're never happy. Well, we had Trump before. We didn't appreciate him. But I think Trump is a great president. He's the best president in my eyes. He's the best president we ever had. Great business, and that's what it's about.
Yeah, and the way the day's cabinet thing. You probably went around here. It was really phenomenal. To the point you talked about team, putting together a great team.
Yes,
put together a fantastic cabinet.
Trump has done an amazing job, and a lot of people around America are upset. But no matter who goes in the White House, we're always upset.
Right, right.
And I think Trump is the man for the job. He's the best president in my eyes.
Unless the deep state's been completely taken out. Got a funny feeling that Floyd Mayweather may want to stand up like that is so bold. He doesn't care. He gets in the ring with people and he wins the fights. And so, of course, I think that hopefully they'll leave him alone, because you know how the deep state is. Anytime somebody comes out in support of President Trump, they go on full-blown attack mode on them. So let's stand by for something like that. Speaking of attack mode, what did I want to show you? Oh, yeah. President Trump being a great leader. Dan Scavino, 47, put this out from the White House. In President Trump's first week back in office, he told the world, we're going to find the jihadi terrorists. And if you're looking at your screen, you're going to watch this play out as I'm reading it, that mean to do Americans harm and bring them ultimate justice. And just the past week, under the leadership of our great Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, Our warfighters have killed five more value targets. The dead terrorists include two members of Al-Qaeda in Syria and three members of ISIS in Somalia. If you're a jihadi who wants to hurt us, it doesn't matter where you hide. America's warriors will not stop hunting you until they find you. It's interesting because D.C. Lidstone caught this. Boom! 12:31 Eastern time drop from Dan Scovito. Well, if you look at 12:31 on the Q board, QAGG.news, you look it up, 12:31, it says, what will next week hold? Moab, mother of all bombs. Oh, my goodness. What other good things has President Trump been doing? Oh, yeah, Stephen Miller congratulates the president for the minerals deal in Ukraine.
So in the first point, the rare earth minerals deal with Ukraine. What a genius historic move that accomplishes two fundamental things at once. It creates a pathway for Ukraine to have American involvement and the security that comes with America's economic development in Ukraine. And at the same time, it repays America for all of the money that we've spent on Ukraine. And I would also add actually a third point, which is that it solves the U.S. strategic problem of inadequate access to rare earth minerals. Again, this is a president who unashamedly, boldly puts America's interests first. What a sigh of relief that is to American citizens who've watched Washington give everything away forever. Which brings me to your second point, Sean, about international trade and about burden sharing. Every other country in the West, but for a few notable exceptions, have been free riding on America's security shield for our entire lives. Canada is protected from invasion and incursion because of our security shield, as is Europe. We are paying for it. And what do we get in return? Unfair trade, tariffs, non-tariff barriers, VAT taxes, duties, the total blockage of our ability to sell cars all around the world. President Trump is saying you cannot take advantage of us anymore. You cannot accept all of our free defense help, and then at the same time, shaft us on trade and economics. So he's going to say we're going to rebalance our security arrangements, we're going to rebalance our financial arrangements, so we're not going to be $40 trillion, then $45 trillion, then $50 trillion in debt. We're going to bring our wealth and our jobs and our prosperity back, and we're going to have our critical industries and supply chains in America. All of this is about President Trump implementing his vision and his plan that Americans voted for.
Pretty amazing, huh? Just love it. Oh, man. What other things are going on? Yep. We've got the major U.S. airport on red alert as foreign traveler brings in deadly disease and infects unknown number. Mm-hmm. You think they're at it again? You think they're going to try to push another coronavirus, another virus on everybody? Something to be scared of. Measles. Remember they had a meeting with the RFK Jr. piped up and said, come on, guys, it's not that big of a deal. Kevin Bass, PhD, put this out. Deaths in America from 1999 to 2025. In case you guys didn't know, suicide is 1,100,000. That's in 26 years. Overdose, 1,500,000, 26 years. Heart attack, 17,800,000 people, 26 years. Guess how many died from measles? Four. Biggest cause of media hysteria? Measles. Why is that exactly? Maybe these mainstream media people are worshiping Satan, like this one. Remember anyone concerned about the recent White House Correspondents Association changes? Let's not target about, not forget about his wife, Heather Podesta, and her creepy necklace that was worn openly at the White House Correspondents Association. Worth digging into. More pics below. If you're looking at your screen, you'll notice those that are running the White House Correspondents Association who are picking who can come in and go at the White House to ask questions. Look at what she's wearing around her neck. Dancing with the devil. It's pretty sick. And if you look at that dress on the right, it almost looks like human skin made into a dress. telling you these phases of what's going to be released with Epstein and more, releasing information on these satanic worshipers who have been controlling and pushing the propaganda and more. They've been running this entire earth. Let's hope that they get exposed. As a president who is being given credit for having the best opening month of any president in history, President Trump says quite naturally, here come the fake books and stories with the so-called anonymous or off-the-record quotes. At some point, I am going to sue some of these dishonest authors and book publishers, or even media in general, to find out whether or not these anonymous sources even exist, which they largely do not. They are made up of defamatory fiction, and a big price should be paid for this blatant dishonesty. I'll do it as a service to our country. Who knows? Maybe we will create some nice new law. He's had enough. Have you guys had enough of all this? We all have had enough. It's amazing. Going day by day through all of the information, realizing more and more things can get heated, things can get crazy, and we can actually lose our cool if we're not careful and remember where we are today. Okay? And so if you go to Ultra MAGA Dean Erickson, he puts this out, life will never be the same for those people on the list that will be coming out. They will only have one option rather than to be exposed. Did Q know exactly when the Epstein list was going to be released? February 9th, 2018, Q700 said next week, February 9th through 15th, and then next week, 16th through 22nd, and then next week, February 23rd through March 2nd. Suicide weekend, question mark? That would bring us to March 1st and 2nd. But Q is just a psyop, right? And then we get to this. February 26, 2019, it's going to be historic, planned long ago. Minus 21. Within the next 21 days, big happenings are going to take place. What big happenings? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. All I know is it's been getting better and better every day since President Trump walked in. I hope you guys are eating your popcorn and watching this movie play out. And remember, great things are coming. And we also know we're going to make America great again together as one nation. Under God.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for helping us expose evil, helping us understand how you've placed everything and put it together perfectly to help wake up the masses. Thank you for your constant guidance in remembering that we don't worship man, but we worship you through your Son, Jesus Christ. We hope and pray that many more eyes will be opened, that you'll allow us to be able to, through all of this, be able to share the gospel, be able to tell others the hope that we have within us. And it's not in politics, it's not in man, but it's in your Son, Christ. And through all of this, we expose the evil, and we see that your great plan to put together, because you care and love each one of us deeply, is to remove this evil and allow another biblical moment to happen. Just as we saw the enemy washed up in the Red Sea, may we watch the enemy completely washed up again and celebrate and tell others what a mighty God we serve. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for protection that you continue to provide over President Trump and his family, over those who are leaders now, over those that are speaking out, that have big platforms, even Floyd Mayweather. We ask for continued protection over all of us as we move forward each day. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We hope that you have a great weekend. So many things to be happy about. Please don't get caught up, folks, in the emotion of all of this Epstein list stuff. Remember, look at all the good things we shared today. And don't forget, we've got some amazing things for you at shop.amweknow.com. If you didn't get your gear, Remember, we have that baseball 20 thing. Football season's over. You get your baseball season. You know, you get a baseball hat and you get tee for only $20. You know, check it out, folks. It's great to have gear with you moving forward. All right. So again, thank you so much for your prayers, for your support. It's amazing. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.
They will be taking portions of it. We have to be patient. And I said this last night at a dinner with some media. And I said, I think America needs to remember one thing. We are going to be promises made, promises kept. But when you're dealing with victims, and by the way, this is a perfect example of a case that was vetted, that went through trial, that had testimony, and was prosecuted the right way.